everybody, and welcome to DocuCommentary, where we watch a documentary and we commentate on it. I am one of your hosts, Travis Nelson, and I'm here with your other host,
Chase Myers. What's up, guys?
Boom, that was a clean intro.
Yeah, that was nice. That was definitely one of...
We've been getting slagged recently, a bunch of people saying that our intros are bad, that I get too drunk, and by the end I sound all tired.
That was me telling you that.
Was it? Yeah. Sorry, buddy. we're here. I think we missed one or two, but we've been working a lot. We've been
traveling.
We've been busy. I was in Omaha. I think we talked about that in the last one, but last week I was in... I showed a casino in Washington. I did one in Pendleton, Oregon, and I did one in Bend, Oregon, which I love Bend. Bend is a good time.
I've never been to Bend.
Really?
I'm Facebook friends with whoever it is that books stuff out there, but I've never really made that connection.
Oh, you should, man.
Yeah, you're not the first one to tell me that. Somebody else told me that before, too.
I think it was me still. I think I tell you about that.
I think we just keep talking about each other indirectly.
We only talk about each other. We're very
We just keep saying, yeah, somebody was saying, oh, it was you. Of course it was you.
We only talk to each other.
Like, we should record this, put it out.
It's all on these two. Chase and I don't talk to each other unless we're doing one of these documentaries.
So we meet up at night.
A lot of cold shoulders.
Don't waste this. Yeah. Performers is what we do.
And you were in, you were at Harvey's in Portland.
Yeah, I went to Portland. Yeah, dude. Harvey's
and
Comedy Club in Portland.
You beat your old record.
I beat my old merch record, which we've talked about on here. And I could have destroyed it. I beat it with just the right amount of shirts. I sold out with like two shows to go. So I could have really been throwing money around right now if I had brought some more. But yeah, dude, I had a good time. That was my first time playing that club. It's exhausting doing three shows in a night.
On
that Saturday,
tough, right?
That's tough, dude. You just do a 5 o'clock, a 7:30, and a 10, mm-hmm. and the 10 o'clock show is not going to be your best show. Like that's like audience wise, that's going to be the drunkest, craziest crowd. So the one that you're like most tired about, that was what that was, dude. Yeah,
I didn't realize stand up made me tired until I had to do my first like. Club three shows.
It sounds weird to say that it tires you, but it's just you're controlling a room of people for 30 minutes at a time.
It wears
whatever,
you out.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it wears you out trying to keep that many people's attention. And if you have to do it three times in a night, it almost feels like a job.
Yeah.
And then you go, I'm about to have another drink, so it doesn't matter. It's not a real job.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, and then something happened that I never thought I would ever say, which is Kevin Farley ate my fucking Roddy Piper burger.
Please explain the Rowdy.
Okay, look.
Explain all of it.
Very huge wrestling fan over here. A big wrestling fan. And Roddy Piper lived in Portland, Oregon, and he used to do shows at that club before he passed away. And so they have a burger named after him. And I was really excited. I was like, we get a meal every night.
I can picture you.
And yeah, we get a meal every night. I took a picture of it, sent it to my like wrestling friends and stuff. I was like, I got a Piper burger or whatever. And, I was all excited and I was going to save it for the last meal on Sunday. That's what I was going to eat. I've been trying to eat well. So that was like my treat at the end of the week was I have this big, delicious burger named after Piper, which is, you know, great.
Telling people when you came in how you've been like dieting.
Dude, I was doing the whole thing. Nobody knows me at all or whatever. And I'm like, I've been getting in shape lately. I've been working out.
I've been doing these yoga videos.
Yeah, I've been doing yoga videos with DDP, just like, you know, he's a wrestler just like Piper, you know, I've been doing that. And so I've been eating well, I've been getting salads every night. But Sunday, I'm getting the Piper burger. And then sure enough, Sunday, I fucking kicked the door in on the club. I'm like, get that burger going. Let's go. I'm all excited about it. And they bring it out while I'm on stage, you know. And so it's going to be ready for me the second I get off stage. And goddamn Kevin Farley ate the burger like an asshole. He ate it. He ate. and I don't mean he is an asshole. I mean the way he ate it was an asshole way to do it. He ate.
I'm sure he would agree with you.
He ate the meat. Like he ate the patty. And then the bacon, and then all the fries, and just left, the bun, and then the all the lettuce and tomato and stuff, and there was a dirty napkin on top of it, and that, like, Yeah, I was so heartbroken and confused. And then
I can just imagine how confused you were. Oh,
so confused because I was looking, and there was another like burger like over like in the green room, and I was like, well, maybe this is mine. I looked at it, and it was a chicken sandwich. I'm like, well, I didn't order a fucking chicken sandwich. And then it hit me like, oh, he just ate what was in front of him. They put my burger back here. He saw that first, and he just ate it.
Just didn't care. Did you guys talk about it at all?
No, we didn't get a chance to, because after we were taking pictures and selling merch and everything, and then he kind of bounced quickly after, we didn't get to have that moment of like, hey, what, did you do that to be funny, or were you being an asshole, or did you even notice? But yeah, it was real weird whenever I had to like talk to the kitchen staff and be like, hey, so can you guys give me another burger, because Kevin Farley ate it.
Wait, I forget. Did you get another burger?
Yeah, they gave me. Oh, yeah, dude. I didn't. Part of me at first was like, I'm going to eat this grilled chicken sandwich you got. And I was like, no, that's not. I was like, no, I'm fucking. I'm going back and getting my Piper burger.
Part of me, like, just for the story, wanted you to, like, go back to get the burger and the kitchen was closed or something like that.
I thought that was going to happen to me. I seriously thought I wasn't going to be able to get it. And I was kind of upset about it. Mm-hmm. I'd have just went back on an open mic night and ordered the burger.
I think I already told the story on here, but I worked with Kevin a couple times, and one time we were at the Funny Bone in Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm. And he told me to tell you hey, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that.
I'll shoot him some over Twitter. Yeah. That made me so happy. Yeah. Maybe someday he can eat my burger. No, but when I was working with him, he like almost shit himself. He had like ran off stage before he was done and like ran straight into the bathroom, which there is tough too because the only bathrooms are in the lobby. And that's where everyone exits. Mm-hmm. So he ran off stage early, ending the show effectively, and ran right into the bathroom, which has one stall. And then everyone from the show like left at the same time. And a bunch of them just went right into that bathroom. And you could hear them. And they're like, whoa, is that Kevin in there? And I was like, oh, no, dude. Like, and people were lined up to use the bathroom. But people were all like, they're also all waiting for him to finish using the restroom.
Yeah.
So they could see him and talk to him when he came out. Which that's.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I was just standing there like, there's nothing I can do. But this is the worst situation for him. Like,
imagine.
I would have a breakdown if that happened to me.
Yeah, that's the worst possible place. I wouldn't want a bunch of people waiting for me after I get done shitting. That's not.
All right, what's the word, baby bird?
Dude, the word this week is we're doing the 2014 documentary Atari, Game Over.
Oh, I know about this.
I kind of know the story of this, but I've never watched this documentary, and I just stumbled upon it, and I figured this would be a fun one for us to do.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So here's the description. It says they're digging up what really happened when Atari died, gaming's biggest mystery, or just an urban legend.
Here we go.
Yeah, guys, so let's get into this.
Let's do it.
I'm
going to
press
3, 2, 1. All right, he hit play, but it hasn't started yet. It's loading.
It's loading.
And now it started. Boom. Right now. Boom, we got
this thing. Yeah, this one should be a fun one.
I think it's going to be really good. I love New Mexico.
Never been there.
They got green and red chilies there. They put them on everything.
Oh, you've told me about that.
Oh, it's my favorite thing. Sadie's in New Mexico is great. White Sands National Park.
Man, we jumped straight into atomic bomb. I wasn't ready for that conversation.
What's that monkey doing?
What's that monkey?
Oh, dude. I can never, like, remember if they brought the monkey back, but I have to feel like they didn't.
I don't feel good about that monkey. Yeah.
They got a good dump there? We got the best dump. Oh, yeah.
Nice. I can't wait to see. I've heard a lot about this. I've actually listened to another podcast about this. So.
Me too. Yeah. What podcast would you listen to?
The Dollop. That was,
oh, was that it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's where I heard this.
Yeah. Look how great that looks.
What? Oh, yeah.
Man. You don't know shit, bro.
Like, hey, you can see the drone shadow.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Like, I wonder what's getting this shot.
You guys,
I mean, what do you do with it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys hear that? Ugh. Sorry, guys. Someone caught their house on fire.
I had that reaction whenever I got a Sega Genesis. That was my big freak out. I got Sonic and stuff.
Oh, that's good, man. I had like a Game Boy and a PlayStation.
All right.
Nice.
Hey, man, be more proud of your work, you know? I mean,
yeah, don't throw those video games away.
You don't got to put yourself down like that, dude. You wrote some video games. I haven't wrote a video game. No, I mean, that makes more sense. If you've never seen one before, I can understand people getting addicted to it. You know, except for this wide open ass field. Like, look at that. Look at that fence. That gate ain't stopping anybody. Job just right around it.
I'm trying to be mayor. What?
Yeah, it's just you, bro.
You know how you can feel Atari games?
You know how you can feel E.T. under your feet?
You can kind of feel tingle in your dick.
That's
the Atari games.
I
ain't
a dig here. My dick's pointing down at it, dig.
It's like a divining rod for Atari games. It's not a video game, dude.
And then I win.
Is there a boss? Dude's just fighting a big rat. Gonna get a power up. Oh, Indiana Jones was amateur?
Man, make those connections, buddy.
Thanks. I can only understand things through pop culture references.
Oh,
One day
soon enough.
Because it's the 80s, bro.
The whole E.T. story is a very small part of the Atari story. Let me go back and explain how Atari started out.
Yeah, school me up, man.
Came because of the convergence of me working at Amusement Park Summers while pursuing an engineering degree at the University of Utah. I knew the economics of the coin-operated game business. They made a lot of money.
Nolan designed these incredibly elegant circuits put together in a way that's...
With his bad fingernails? It's a cool ad.
The first rock star. Pong.
This electronic medium, which was just beginning, had some traction. And once,
yeah, those are just like the stand up games, that, like the arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
Man, why is this in black and white?
What do you mean?
Like, this is the 70s.
I think they just like things in back at black and white a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why? That made it seem so much older. But, like, there's definitely color television in the 70s. It's 76? SNL was already on. You heard fast growing, and
I was greedy.
Oh, man, don't sell yourself short. Look at this family. Look at how much fun this family's having. Look at that dad.
He's so drunk.
What's up, Bill?
How's it going, Bill Gates? Man, I was just about this. Bill Gates was a billionaire back when it was still cool to be a billionaire.
Is it cool not, like, is it not cool to be a billionaire?
I think it's not cool to be a billionaire anymore, man. People run around saying eat the rich and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, dude, good luck getting through all my billions to eat me. You know
oh, yeah,
saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, you need all this money first.
Yeah.
I agree.
Man, what were your options? Jesus. Every one of these like tech startup stories, the dudes that always think they're fucking rock stars.
I know. They still do, man.
Yeah.
I just did a show at a tech startup. And the owner came in wearing like UGG boots.
Oh,
it's just like a middle-aged dude wearing UGG boots, and
yeah.
I was like, "Oh, that's your thing."
Need some UGGs on him.
Like
I just love him talking all fucking professionally, like he did all this stuff. And then it's like Pac-Man is what he got. He's like, yeah. It's just like a grid. It's a grid with a dot that eats dots. Nah. Absolutely. My first office mates were Todd Fry and Rob Zadivil. And I had an understanding that there was a lot of dope that was smoked at Atari when we were there. And so on my first day at work, I brought a joint because I didn't want to be, you know, I wanted to be a courteous guest. And so I showed up.
This is a good lesson for our younger viewers. If people are doing drugs, bring your own so you fit in.
Todd walks in, shuts the door,
what? Oh yeah, you shit on your joint.
Oh, for a second I thought he was gonna like. Then we smoked crack.
That might have been what they meant. I don't know, dude.
Wow.
Oh, they think they're so cool. I need people making my electronics to be real fucked up. That's he brought a joint on his first day of work, yeah. If I ever get another day job, I'm bringing a joint to whatever it is. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to walk into UPS and just fucking light it up. I heard you guys are loose in here. I might try to get a job just to do that joke in real life. Just doesn't matter. I can just... I might just start trying to get jobs for the fuck of it, just to mess with people.
Just do it, man. Get a bunch of jobs for a week.
Yeah, just for 2 days, fuck around. You know, and last time you're in a dashiki rolling down hills, so.
I'm actually going to get high over here.
Rumors, but Atari denied the dump ever took place, and eventually people forgot about it. But with the growth of the internet and all of its best and worst lists, ET and its burial went from small town gossip to full blown urban legend. By the mid 90s, videos began to appear online that seemed to suggest that anyone with a shovel go out in the desert and dig up the buried people.
I don't understand, like, why they care about getting the games
unless
back out.
I'm making a movie about it, I wouldn't care.
It's funny that, like, they dumped them, and it's cool they know where they dumped them, but, I mean, what are you going to do with them when you dig them up? I guess sell them.
I think just to, well, maybe that, yeah, I'm sure they'll make a bunch of money, but also just to be like, yeah, see, it's real. Like, that's what I'm saying. If I was making the movie, I would be interested. But this other dude that was just independently doing research on it for all these years and trying to figure out where it is, that's kind of weird.
Right.
He was just doing it for the love of the game, dude, and that's...
Man, people got love for all kinds of games.
I know, dude.
Right? I mean, you might want to park it there so it's ready.
No, not really.
That would be fine.
Yeah, it's not. Again, I'm a mayoral a candidate for mayor.
Man, Mercury, go back to that pig thing.
Mercury lace pigs?
Go back to that pig thing, bro. Don't just skim over Mercury.
Let's watch that documentary.
Lace pig. Yeah. Y'all burying pigs.
Yo, I don't get the reference.
Yeah, man. Is that like just a funny thing you're saying, or are you saying there's pigs buried down there?
How's that guy going to be mayor if he's saying crazy stuff like mercury pigs all the time? Because you're not a mayor?
Because I don't actually have power yet.
What?
No one had ever done like a backstory for a game before. I thought this was my first game. I want to be involved in every part of it. I want to make it the best thing it could possibly be.
Hell yeah, dude.
I wrote this like 7-8-page story. I stayed up all night just writing this story, knocked it out. And it was a science fiction story about flies that get on the first interstellar spaceships and mutate them all and take over the solar system.
All right, bro.
That's smart. If your graphics are trash, you got to make up a good story.
I don't know about that game.
Me neither.
Man, I would love to have been blown away by graphics like that.
I know, right? I would just love to feel anything.
Right? All right, Howard. Putting in a little glitch for yourself.
Did you ever read Ready Player One?
No. I say you have it, don't you? I think I've seen it over there.
It's just like a million pop culture references crammed into a book.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just reminding me of this as they talk about this stuff all the time. They're making a movie out of it. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Didn't they already make a movie out of it?
Yeah, probably.
I think so, yeah.
I made so much goddamn money.
I mean, yeah, you should have been. You should have been asking those questions.
Sorry, graveyard. So far, How many mayors does this town have? Because he's the mayor.
Well, that's the past mayor.
Oh, past mayor.
Yeah. I think it said like 2012 to 2013 or something like that.
Oh, I understand.
Everybody come out. Watch out. There might be pigs in there. Just something that, you know, the mayor said.
Yeah, the mayor seems to know a lot about pigs and mercury. Five to 10 acres is huge.
I mean, buddy, what did you think? You thought it was guaranteed it was under there?
Yeah, what is that guy's deal? Most everybody, at least in the Western world, has played a video game of some kind. They've gone to an arcade. They know the Atari brand. They certainly know E.T. And so I think there's a universal curiosity about this game. You know, something did happen those couple of nights in 1983 that I think it merits serious investigation. Serious? How serious? Still don't get why.
Nice shirt.
You know that dude's got like 30 of those shirts.
Right. I wonder if he lets his kids play in his video game room. I bet not at all. I bet they've never been allowed down there.
Yeah. Sorry, kids. Dad's got to go chase after a weird thing. Yeah. Ugh. Shut up, Ernest Cline. You
gentleman adventurer.
That's the dude that wrote Ready Player One.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It bothers me a little. It's not a bad book, but it's not like a great book. But it, all over that book is written like his first novel, like. Yeah, this guy's a super douche.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm listening to all these, there's all these references he's dropping just in a normal conversation right now.
I'm sorry, a bunch of people are going to disagree with me on this.
About the book?
Yeah, or just Ernest Cline in general. I'm a bit of a misanthropist, everybody. So you'll have to excuse me while I...
Nobody's reading that's listening to this, man.
Yeah, you're probably right. See.
You guys see my DeLorean? Did you see that I drive a DeLorean? Did you see the license plate's a reference to the book that I wrote where also I drive a DeLorean because of the movie Back to the Future? Like, that, it's exhausting to me.
Yeah.
It's
exhausting
that people live their lives like that.
Very much so. There's a dude in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I'm from, that has a DeLorean, and he tricked it out to look like on Back to the Future. Like, he's got all, like, the attachments
can you imagine,
to it and stuff. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, putting money and time into that? Like,
he's like the dude that has that DeLorean is like he's got some kind of media company or something like that. Mm-hmm. And a buddy of mine there's a lot of stuff I'm throwing at you. Buddy of mine's a rapper. He was shooting a music video. I was at the music video shooting. The DeLorean owner was the dude directing it and stuff. And I was wearing my Back to the Future shirt, which I've talked about wearing that shirt at other places. And he was like, yeah, man, every time I see that shirt, I just think like, oh, that's just my car. And I was like, that's just on you, buddy. Nobody, you're the only one that's thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like,
because
you bought the car from this movie. It's not, you don't now own it.
Oh, yeah, he made that crazy deal.
Yeah, I think that's why that game was so shitty or something like that, because they didn't have a lot of time to work on it or something. Hey, talk about it. One of the greatest of all time when I'm talking about me.
You know, I've never watched that movie.
Really?
I've watched parts of it. It gave me nightmares when I was a kid. I watched like 5 minutes of it.
I can
like,
see that.
That's creepy. There's like an alien living in their house somewhere. And they just never went back and watched it. I was like, yeah, phone home. I get it.
I get it. I know.
I kind of get it.
Reese's Pieces. I get it.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore. All right.
I don't need to see it. If you're listening to this and you're like, Travis, you need to watch that movie, keep it to yourself. I don't need to watch that movie. I've learned everything about that movie through other popular culture referencing that movie.
Just crushed another $1 million seller.
What kind of jet was it? Mention it again.
Interesting.
A little confusing.
Well, you knocked it out of the park.
Can you just have E.T. eating Reese's Pieces, man? Million sales, bro.
Selling it.
That dude was riding high right there.
Oh, yeah.
But Howard can. That's right.
Five weeks?
It's just so funny because you know he failed.
Yeah, he really failed, too. This whole documentary is about how hard he failed.
Yeah. It's a $22 million bet on your boy.
What are you bragging about, dude?
And then, yeah, I know. He really tried to sell up his legacy before.
Learjet. Isn't this movie about what a failure you are?
Yeah. It was real nice before I failed, though.
Sounds like he passed the buck there.
I bet Howard had that interview personally at his house of Steven Spielberg calling him a genius.
Yeah, who told Steven Spielberg he was a genius, by the way? Was it him?
I mean, what's he know about video games at that point? Sounds like you are.
You made the game, dude.
Yeah, and how much do you think he actually played it? I'm willing to bet he just said, yeah, it's good.
You know what they're talking about. Yeah, that was my answer.
Yeah, it's just also that was weird for him to say it. He was the same dude at the beginning saying he didn't believe it. Whoa.
For first thing I do is ask him what they thought about the game E.T.
Right.
How did that make you feel?
Did you guys play with Atari? That
Would
was
you
me.
Say it was a total failure or it was Steven Spielberg's fault?
One of his degrees came from Tulane. That's the school in New Orleans.
I hope he cries. You know what it's going to be. It's going to be a bunch of that video game you goofed up on.
Man, he didn't really like...
Maybe you could go suck Ernest Cline's dick a little more.
I don't know, man. He's talking about it like it's this huge, like... I don't see that he failed, really. I mean, the dude... If he created those other games that kicked ass, and then that one game didn't, and then now he's a successful fucking... therapist or whatever. Like, well, you had a cool life, dude. What the fuck?
It's like in stand-up. You're not a failure until you say you're a failure.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Seemed like you lived a pretty cool life. I would be laughing about this situation and not being like, oh, I don't know how my emotions are going to take seeing that I was one of the first video game inventors.
He just takes himself too seriously.
And when, yeah. And there's this cool myth that's around me.
Yeah, I'm fascinated about it. Man, those guys do not like him.
No, because he's very unlikable. he keeps talking to them, but not seriously talking to them.
Yeah, he's one of those dudes who thinks he's funny, but he's not really.
Yeah.
And it really puts people on edge.
Yeah, he's throwing bits at him too much.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody's
talking so much trash about him.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's so stressed.
Oh, cool. Ernest Cline.
Things you'd love.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's really hard to take it all in and still be a person. Still be your own human being, huh? Pretty soon you're wearing a shirt with your name on it, ironically, and you're driving a DeLorean. Ugh. Dude. I didn't realize how much I didn't like Ernest Cline until I started watching this. Like, God, I hate this dude.
Did you know... Like, did you know what he looked like and stuff before? Like,
yeah,
did you,
yeah, I knew about him. And I just heard a bunch of people on, saw a bunch of people on Twitter talking trash about him. And I was like, that seems mean. But I've been watching this and I'm like, oh my God, they're right. Yeah, you wrote a book about it, huh?
You may know
me from Yar's Revenge.
Yep, I was going there. Let's do this.
A little tumbleweed. I just want to see those construction guys beating up the documentary guy. Slapping his sandwich out of his hand or something. Just bullying him. Who makes more jokes? Hey, you guys know how we're in New Mexico? You want to go do something?
We should do some stuff. There's something to do today. Wear your Atari shirt and watch them dig a hole.
What? Your babysitters gave it to you? Got a lot of fun stories about my babysitters. What?
He likes bad games.
He's never played that game. Finally do this Space Invaders hat justice. Man, Spencer's Gifts has made so much money off of these guys. Them and Hot Topic. Got a Dig Dug shirt on? Like in your book? Douchebag. I like how he parked his DeLorean where everyone can see it. And
right.
Like, calm. You can see this? Ugh.
You know who I am?
You know people do that in dumps.
Yeah, we know.
They made a documentary about
it. Yeah, we know there's a possibility, buddy. We.
So you guys know why we're here? White Sands is cool, though. Let's make a documentary about that, guys. I love White Sands, New Mexico. For me, it was like a reference to a movie I saw. You know, like everything.
Keep digging, boys.
Surface find.
Also, that dude probably just pulled it out of his pocket and was like, look what I found over by the bathroom, guys.
I just thought it'd be cool.
You think he wouldn't have said it by now?
I feel like I didn't need there to be a buildup of them trying to find them because I know they found them. Like, he wouldn't have made this documentary if he didn't find him.
No. Oh, is it not fun? Is it not fun watching somebody dig a hole? Whoa. Just show up and be all negative, huh?
I think he's just mad he got sand in his butt cracks.
Yeah.
I'm having a sugar crash. I say we call this whole thing off. Oh, tell me. You met Erz Klein? Nothing on that earth.
My bad.
Oh, no.
All returns of E.T.
Get that real estate license.
Let's get rid of this shit. Show homes, dude. And then help people through their shit.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was you, Howard.
I think it's fascinating. Yeah, he changed careers.
Too much of a go-getter, man. Thought you can get it done in 5 weeks. Well, that's kind of shitty. Okay. Now I do understand why he was a little upset. But
yeah.
I thought he was still looked upon well.
You know what, though? I never would have recovered if I was that dude.
True.
I know myself.
Yeah, that's a lot to bounce back from, dude. If you kill a company with your game design,
If you have an idea that takes down like a successful company, and one of the fastest growing tech company of the 80s, you take it down in 5 weeks.
And you have to quit doing your dream?
Yeah. I don't like your contribution to this documentary. I haven't liked this guy at all.
Thanks. I was going to be really negative on him, but I felt like I was already really negative about Ernest Cline.
No, I don't like that guy. Ernest has been a better character than him for me. That guy's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's cool.
Is that... Everybody over to the table. All right, let's go home, everybody. We did it. That's funny. The game looks good. Why are we all so nervous?
Probably because it cost them a bunch of money to do this.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Five weeks.
And it ruined the rest of it. Thanks for failing, Howard. You gave us this moment, man. Look at your work. Buried in the dirt.
Couldn't have made fun of this documentary without you, buddy. I can't even look at that dude's face anymore.
Shut up. We know what fucking trashing means. I hate this dude. This dude just explained to me what trashing meant.
I think I don't like this guy because his haircut is the same as my haircut was when I was like 15.
Yeah, that's a problem. Hope this makes you feel good, Howard.
Be
there wasn't a first penguin, then the penguins would be going out through the ice. So, sucks to be the first penguin, but somebody's got to do it.
Thanks for getting eaten, Howard.
So it turned out yeah, buddy.
Jesus.
Yeah, why do we
you keep talking about that? What about the legend of these mercury pigs? When the archaeologists cataloged all the games, there were a bunch of ET cartridges, but nowhere near the millions that were such a big part of the legend. In fact, ET made up about 10% of the total games found. The rest included some of the best games ever made. Wow, that's funny. Atari was buried because the company went out of business. And as a result, it got blamed for destroying an entire industry. The game and its creator had taken the rap for a crime they didn't commit. The notion that E.T. caused the demise of Atari is simply stupid. It's just stupid. I don't know. I heard millions of returns earlier.
It's not as fun to say.
Yeah, I like it better when just E.T. killed Atari.
It's nice and simple. I'm going to tell people that after this still.
Yeah, even still.
You guys know E.T. killed Atari?
Yeah, they buried
millions. I've learned nothing from
this. They buried millions of just that game in the desert.
Yeah, because it failed. It was a failure.
Yeah, it was just that game.
Yeah, this guy Howard made it. You know Ernest Cline drives around? That'll be my next thing I say.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm sure that's what's going to happen, dude.
I mean, of course. That's a good mare right there. It's got the good mare ears, I think. It's got good ears for listening. That's a good mare.
I mean, yeah, they just straight up called him rock stars. Eh? It's like he knew that's what I was bitching about.
Yeah.
Oh, like from that movie?
Yeah. Just another reference, guys.
Oh, sorry if you don't get it. I'm kind of a nerd. Bit of a nerd, so I get all these references, you understand?
Boom.
All right. Oh, man. You know what my favorite part of that, and this is going to be maybe mean. I hope it's not. My favorite part of that whole thing was?
What's that?
How he said as soon as he felt like he was going to lose his job, he went out and got a real estate
license. That was so funny. Yeah.
I don't want to slag real estate agents or anything like that. I just know personally so many, like, that just seems to be the thing.
That's the
people
fallback
do
job, yeah.
When your dreams aren't working out.
Yeah, I'm going to go do real estate. I know I know a comic out here, but I know another comic that was like what happened with him was when shit stops working out, suddenly they sell real estate.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the word, baby bird.
Yeah.
There we go. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.